introduction?
Who are we?
All righty. Hey, that's, yeah, I always say I'm going to do the introductions, and then I say, who are we? And I let you take the wheel. So
You tell them, whoever's watching. It's Nick and Nick from Conquest Cars Canada. How we doing?
Boys and girls, yeah, we're doing good today, Nick. Hopefully the audience, all 19 people, hi, Mom, are doing pretty well today. But here we are. So what is this? This is number three. Have we hit number three? I feel like that's a milestone because there's probably 30 that just never
made. You're absolutely right. Recording. Three. Wow. Where's all the time gone?
You know, it's funny, but I feel like we're in a good rhythm now. So this is going to be fun. In terms of what we got today, guys, obviously some fun stuff. We just want to cover some articles. You know, in lieu of things opening up, the industry kind of or just the world going back to a little bit more normal, we're going to try and stay away from the coronavirus stuff. I think we talked about that last time, right, Nick? Just focus on some fun stuff.
I think that's a great idea, Nick. If you're looking for the COVID news and whatnot, I mean, it's still everywhere. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, everybody has to stay safe and, you know, keep your distance and that. But, that's it from that part of the segment. So,
Before we begin, too, Nick, I messed up here. I showed the label, the PC Blue Menu. I'm drinking a fizzy water. We are not sponsored by PC Blue Label in any of the brands that you see here. Not yet, at least. But, hey, you can see my screen. Let's jump into this, man. Are you sponsored by anything today?
You know, absolutely nothing. If I say anything or I might have used it, tried it, walked by it, but nobody is. I'm not sponsored. No, not at all.
Yeah, and I feel like it's important in nature, obviously, with Joe Rogan's new podcast deal for $100 million. Somebody has sponsored that, that's for sure.
Joe, we're going to get there. This is number three.
Number three, yeah. All we need to do is a little bit more drugs and punch each other, and
we'll be
things
there.
May work out. But let's talk about punching the gas pedal. Volvo officially sets a limit speed on every model to 112 miles per hour. Okay, so 180 kilometers. Did it need to be done? Do you think somebody was congratulated? Do you think anybody asked for this? Like, is this news now? This is like very, after everything that's been going on, this is almost like child's play.
Well,
this is
you know what? This is exciting news, actually, Nick. They're going in the right direction of keeping everybody under 200 kilometers an hour.
306.
With no traffic on the road, I think this was a good opportunity for them to make mention of that. It doesn't matter anyway. I mean, you can still get a ticket doing 180. So, you know what?
Wow. Yeah, like talk about what is it? As soon as you're over 150, you're going to jail, and the vehicle's going right to the impound lot. And as soon as you're over 160,
well, they did that with tractor trailers, though, right? I believe it was 110 or 105. They put governors on them in Canada. But I don't think they did it so much in the States. I remember we were going to Florida, and this truck flew by me. You know, so I guess there's no regulations there whether he could do 130, 140. Again, I leave this up to the 19 viewers. We love to be corrected. So, Mom, if you know anything about this, please let us know. This will be helpful.
It's funny because, like, there's a jurisdiction, obviously, if this is in Canada. So, first of all, in the States, you know, let's just stick with Canada. But if you're caught driving over 150, like, it's done. You're done. So, it's funny that they bumped it up an extra 30 kilometers. It's like, okay, for those speed demons who still want to drive a Volvo,
I can't wait till Volvo comes out. And again, guys, we're not sponsored by Volvo. I know we've said it 10 times already, but we're not. right? With that being said, I would love for them to come up with the fuel consumption. At 180K, we're using 9.6 liters per 180K. Are they going to start some new trend now? You know, everything's 7 liters per 100K. Volvo's going to put the stamp on it, the consumption at 180. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And did you see that article that came out too? There were scientists saying that they discovered there's some kind of energy going around in Antarctica, and they were measuring it with weather balloons, and they're saying that maybe there's enough evidence for a theory that a parallel universe exists. I feel like this article came out of that weather balloon. And, you know, in some alternate timeline, you know, there's somebody who's really being congratulated. And, you know, they're really marketing it that Volvo is the safest car at 180 kilometers an hour.
Well, that'll come next. But they, you know what? They are a tank. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they've definitely.
Yeah. Weren't they the first cars with seatbelts?
Can I say yes? And again, we are open for corrections.
That is true. We're open for discussion.
Liberal discussion. Thank you.
So 180 kilometers an hour. It's like, if I was the guy who did that, and if, like, you know, it's funny, if this was a Tesla thing, they would have made it like 181 just to irritate people.
Oh, right? Elon will come up with that. I think right now he's talking about renting. Isn't it? I think he's selling all of his properties and he's decided to rent a home or something now, this guy. This is the same guy that came out a couple weeks ago saying that his stock is worth too much money. Stop raising the price of my stock. You ever hear that from Amazon or Google? Guys, listen.
That's funny though, eh?
$1,400 per share is too much money. Stop.
We can't justify it.
That was incredible. What great news.
That is very humble, and I feel like it would be humble enough to set. You know, honestly, imagine you're a Tesla driver and they decide, you know what, you can't go faster than 149 kilometers an hour on a highway road. They could probably map that out, right? Then you could market it that a Tesla, you will never lose your car because a cop will never be able to get you going over 150. Isn't that? I feel like that'd be hilarious marketing.
Yeah, that's – yeah, you're onto something here. I mean, again, we could talk about this in episode 4 if you want to come back to it.
Yeah, I feel like our episodes are going like the Star Wars movies. Like all of a sudden we're in order, and then all of a sudden they're like, you know what? We actually missed a few years. We missed the prologue.
It's funny you bring that up because I think it was 1977 when the first one came out. So I watched the first three. Then all of a sudden somebody's telling me, no, this is the first one. And then I think Luke Skywalker's a girl, and then he becomes a boy. It's just, got confusing for me. But I did watch the first three. I thought I'd share that with you, Nick.
Yeah. No, me too, man. I remember Jabba the Hutt. Yeah, okay, so if Jabba the Hutt could drive a car, would he be driving like a 2005 Hummer?
I think so.
Or do you think he'd be in a GMC, like a Savannah with all the seats out?
Savannah with all the seats out, dropping off newspapers by the bundle. He reminds me of my old boss when I was a kid, and I used to deliver newspapers down in Bluer Street. He was the guy was the size of Jabba the Hutt, and he had that van, and there was no seats in it. We all sat in the back there on the floor, and we used to just drop us off, and we'd go drop off newspapers. That was cool.
I wonder what he'd be driving in. Could fit into something for the Hutt, eh?
Beautiful.
That's excellent.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we'll have a Jabba cam, but when the Wi-Fi is a little better. But hey, that's cool. That's fine with me. What? I have a COVID-19 article up, but watch this. See you later. Closed. Not interested. We're on to better things. Hey, you know what I want to talk to you about? This is off the beaten path. Are you familiar with Lime and Bird, the scooters?
You know what? I'm going to be honest because I've been honest all along since episode –
Okay.
Are we sponsored by them?
Okay. No, we are absolutely not sponsored by Bird. In fact, really recently, so they're an electric scooter company. So we went a few years, Chelsea and I, we went down on a road trip to California. And all across Southern California, these scooters are littered, literally littered. Like you will trip on the sidewalk, right? There's hundreds of them. And the best part is all you do is you tap your phone to them. And you go, and it charges you like a nickel a minute or something stupid like that, or a mile or something, right? But the interesting way that they work is they focus on, so obviously the startup economy, they focus on the last mile. So public transportation is great, but it's getting to the bus stop or the train station, right? And it's getting off of that to your work, right? And that's obviously where the majority of most people's trips, you know, the travel time is spent. So anyways, these guys had these scooters everywhere. I thought it was really funny because this article was talking about the micro mobility will be a key component to the future of urban mobility. And obviously they're talking about scooters and, you know, going into a whole lot of detail, but I could not believe Nick literally everywhere. The best part is, speaking about this, somebody will basically come pick them up and, you know, throw 5 or 6 or 7 in the back of a truck, take them home and charge them, and you make money.
Wow.
Did you
know that? I did not know that. This is good information. I'm going to share this with my loved ones.
There you go. So check this out. I'm going to see if I can pull up a photo. So Southern California, like, man, it's literally.
Question I think the listeners have, can this mm-hmm. do over one?
Oh yeah, you know what? That would be great. Maybe if you set up like 3 or 4 of them, right overhead. Can they do 180? Not quite. But I was gonna pull up a photo. But the reason I bring it up, they're actually coming to Toronto.
Wow, this is good.
They're coming to Toronto. I wasn't sure if it was this year or probably next year at this point. But yeah, they're going to be bringing them and you're going to be allowed to drive them around the city, and it's so dirt cheap, but they're going to be everywhere. And obviously, you know, Toronto, you get Canada, you get 2-3 months out of the year where maybe you could ride a scooter without killing yourself.
Yeah. Again, let's try something new, right? I mean, that's the way to do it. And if it's,
much fun. So do you see this pile of I don't know if this is going to go. You guys were not a sponsor. I thought that was pretty cool, eh? and so interesting to think about. Like, if I was back in school and I knew that one of these scooters was an option, I would probably be overtaking the bus.
Right. Like, if it's 25 Celsius out.
Yeah, and then you just toss it.
Right, the guy in the van comes and gets them anyway.
Yeah, why do you care, right? And the best part is, you can ride them, and you don't even have to put money in it. like, they'll still work like a scooter, but it's a little bit easier for a nickel a kilometer to get it to go for you, right? Interesting times, eh? I can't. You know what? It's so weird that's only his. Like, they're not profitable. Let me be the first to say that. Apparently, they're not profitable. How could you, by littering the streets with all this, and then trying to just recoup off 5 cents at a time? But the whole idea is, it's like the motto of how Uber kind of came around. Like, they just charged next to nothing compared to the taxi.
Yeah, but imagine all of a sudden you're waiting out front of your building or your house, and then the guy shows up to pick you up on that scooter.
Right. Well, listen, if it was a little bit cheaper, that's fine.
Well, normally if you went and got it yourself, it's 5 cents a kilometer. But today, Johnny's going to pick you up for 3 cents a kilometer. So.
That's true. And he's going to give you mouthwash. He's going to give you a water bottle. He's going to give you the Uber treatment. How funny would that be? Hey, do you need gum?
He's got
You know, have you ever been in an Uber like that, Nick?
Nick, I've never been in an Uber, and I've only ordered on an app once. Yes.
Are you?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a ride share. I like to drink and drive. Oh, I do my car. I'm joking. I'm always a desert driver, so I've never had to really take a ride share. So
absolutely. Yeah, I was gonna try and pull it up, but yeah, some of these guys, like, you get in the car, Nick, they have the whole setup. You know, they got, you know, the obviously the back, like the driver's seats, the pockets on the back. They'll have it stuffed with gum, and water bottles, and, you know, yeah, some of them that really want
to. Do they accept tips? I don't know.
Yes. So the way that this works now is, I'm not entirely sure how it worked in the past, but basically you're allowed to tip your driver, you know, and it'll give you that set 5, 10, 15, 20%. But the way that it works is, it says, okay, do you want to tip the driver? So you can do that right there. If you drove those customers, you don't know if you're getting a tip for the next hour. So basically, when the ride is completed, so you can't hold a rider hostage.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And it's the same way that, it's the same way that these Uber Eats work, right? It gives you an hour to rate the person or get the tip, or, you know, vice versa for both parties. So it's interesting. So you can't backstab the guy that, hey, you don't tip him right there. Well, you know, he can't necessarily rate you down yet because you didn't give him the tip. When that hour expires, it's like
can the Uber drivers like review their customers? Like, they could tell, like, don't pick up this guy anymore. Yeah. He's
absolutely. Wow. So You can check out your review. Like, this is information on your profile, but here's the reality of it. A five means, okay, you know, you're normal, right? The problem is, like, the grading system, you're basically rated out of 5 stars. But I don't think there's anybody on the platform that's lower than probably 4.5. It's like dealership CSI, right? You know, you're just expected to get a 10. You know, everywhere else, like, 10 out of 10, wow, incredible job. 10 out of 10 is like, okay, you've done your job. A 9 out of 10 means you really messed something up, right? Like, it's the same way CSI works, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
It is, right? So if you get a 9 out of 10, or let's say you're an Uber rider and somebody gave you, you know, if you see a rider and they have a, I don't know, 4.8 rating, that means they're probably, yeah, keep on driving. Don't bother. Cause you really got to mess up. And it's almost too, like, you know how there's a, I think you sent me this article, but the scam that was going on with Uber for a while where you basically, people would, as an Uber driver, you can charge if somebody pukes in your car.
Yes, yes.
You know that, right? So the whole scam that was going around was that you would, you know, try and send that off and see if people would notice it. You'd never notice, honestly.
I think, you know what, I think we spoke about that in episode 2, right? I go back to it. Really go deep into the historical data and see what's there. But actually, I knew a guy that I sold a vehicle to. He was actually let go from Uber because of poor reviews. Yeah. I can't remember if he had two poor reviews or I think it was for driving fast or a little erratic, you know. But yeah, I remember him telling me that. Now, I think it was only a suspension. I think maybe they get suspended. But I mean, ideally, yeah. I mean, how makes else? Sense. I don't know. It's like a taxi driver. You don't know who you're getting. You don't know how he's going to drive. You don't know anything about him. I think Uber, at least it sounds like they've stepped it up a little bit more. So you have an idea of who you're driving with or who's driving you. I mean, this guy could be a road rage crazy loon, right? So,
see, the interesting thing, too, is they have requirements. Obviously, like, again, taxis are, you know, you got to have a taxi that's registered and all that. But yeah, Ubers, there's a certain requirement, of course, I'm sure you know, that, you know, has to be a certain year, make, model on the road to be, you know, qualifiable as a car that, you know, Uber is proud to have a driver.
Oh, here's an interesting fact. Let me bring it up to you. I remember selling one of my guys, customers, a new car, a new vehicle, and he had to get a safety from me, a safety certificate for Uber on a new vehicle. Isn't that interesting? And he fought with me. I said, this is not normal. Why would you need a safety on a new vehicle? And we had to do it.
Yeah.
I winded up paying for it myself to keep the deal because he thought in his head that it was included. And I said, we got into a heated argument, but it was, and I couldn't justify it in my head how you would need a certification on a brand new vehicle. But I guess that was their policy, right? Policy's policy, and he didn't want to disrupt anything. He was a loyal Uber guy, super nice guy, super nice customer. Don't get me wrong. He was a super nice guy. And it got heated for about 25 minutes because I was ignorant towards it, and I was actually getting upset that I couldn't believe that he was asking for a certification on a new vehicle. But needless to say, we wind up doing it.
Wow.
But yeah. So if anybody's listening, any of our listeners out there, if you know anything more about this, please share some information.
I like that. I'm sure, again, it's stressful saying, like, you know what I think we should do? We should probably just do a Uber podcast.
With
an Uber guy, yeah. Damn, we learn everything we need to know about Uber. Ask an expert.
Wow. I like it. I like it.
this segment... Ask an expert. We asked an Uber driver, right? I think that would be a fun little experiment. But that's when the Wi-Fi is strong.
Yes.
We need 5G
yes.
For that.
Yes. That was an episode. Oh, yeah.
That was episode.
Yeah. 5G. 5G.
Yeah. So take a look at this one. I don't know. I threw up a bunch of articles here. This is the one. Automakers must take back return lease vehicles. I was laughing at this. So apparently there's some dealerships in the States that said we don't want to take any cars back.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't know what to do with them. Yeah, exactly.
You know, we can't sell them. We can't sell them right now. We don't want to take them. Like, what do you do? What a stalemate. I feel like that would be so easy to just slap the hands of the automaker. Like, why even put up a fuss? You're going to have to take that vehicle back. Like,
doesn't Mercedes have to buy X amount back? I believe so. I think they do. I don't know the exact number. I don't know if it's 60% or 40%, somewhere around there, that Mercedes has to buy them. Yeah. Buy them back.
That'd be interesting. And I can't wait for
that. Yes. Oh, that's coming. That's coming. Put that in my things to do list.
Yeah. How do you know you're going to get, as a dealer, what goes on behind the scenes when a car is returned, like a lease? I know we're hot on that, but that'll be a really interesting segment, to push on that, right? Check that out. Hyundai dealer towed cars away instead of fixing them.
Jeez.
So basically they said, you know what? People are dropping off their cars to service them. And we felt it was unsafe, so we don't want them on our property. Can you imagine that?
Everybody, and I say to everybody that everybody's been doing some really good policing, but I mean, there's a little bit of above and beyond, what should be policed, at the end of the day. But I mean, I guess everybody wants to stay as safe as they can, and
it's interesting though. It's one thing to say, you know what, we can't service your car. So these people literally had it towed away. So this lady, for her Hyundai Kona, she had it for 2 months at an impound lot, unknowingly. She needed to get her car back. They charged her $150 a day in storage fees.
Wow.
$6,000.
Not knowing. Not knowing. Wow.
Yes, not knowing. Well, obviously, I'm seeing right here that dealership is no longer affiliated with Hyundai.
Yeah.
See
you
later.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah,
you're
they probably owned the storage lot.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. See you later. You're zoned for a gas station now, nothing more. Yeah, you're zoned for a scooter charging location. Can you imagine that?
At 5 cents a kilometer.
Yeah, a guy's just doing scooter kickflips on your store's property. Imagine you just paved the lot, you just get a bunch of e-scooter boys hanging out, grinding the curbs.
That's beautiful.
Unbelievable. We got a couple of interesting articles, and the other one, this is old news, the Suburban, we're not even going to talk about it, but Nick, last but not least, I want to talk about, we talked about the, what was it? The 2000.
Oh, the Santa Cruz.
What is that? Tell the people about that.
Well, I tell you, this is going to be the latest, greatest thing here, the Santa Cruz. I was looking at it there. I was reading up on it. I think there's room in the market for a vehicle like this. They're saying they're going to be putting out some good fuel economies and good numbers, and yeah, I really like it. I like the look of it. It's sharp looking. I believe I actually believe Hyundai's been talking about this for a long time, a pickup truck. I'm hoping. I truly am. I'm hoping that they bring it out. There's room for it. It's fresh. It's a fresh design. It's a fresh look. I think it's going to be a ton of fun with a ton of equipment. But it's nice because that section, that segment's very small. I mean, you have the Tacoma, what else? You have the Ranger, right?
Yeah, you have the Colorado and you have the Canyon from GMC and Chevy. But yeah, you don't have a lot of options. And I feel like the interesting thing too, I really hope these guys come out and they make it a lease-worthy truck. Like, that would be unbelievable because all these little mid-sized trucks, they're not really –
really holds its value is the Tacoma. The Tacoma, I mean, it's doing really well. And the Ridgeline used to be a nice little small pickup truck, no doubt about it. Then they changed the design. Yeah. They changed this. It's more drives like a car. Toyota Tacoma has always kept true, right? I mean, they've made some changes over the years. They've changed their engine for a little bit better fuel economy, but. This is a nice, fresh look. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it's a beauty. I think they're going to do really well with this. I truly do. And, I think it's going to work the demographics for men and women. It's got a nice, beefy look to it. It's sleek.
It does.
I'm excited. I really hope they bring it to Canada. I truly do, because I think there's definitely room. There's room for this type of vehicle.
And it's funny. So, Nick, as you know, Nabil and I were out yesterday. We did a review of the brand new 2021 Chevrolet Trailblazer, which is, you know, the throwback to the old model, but obviously sits in this weird new segment. And I think a truck like this, like the Ridgeline, never necessarily competed, correct me if I'm wrong, against the Tacoma, and it never really competed against a full-size truck either. It was kind of like...
The Ridgeline? Yeah, you know what? Yeah. They had their own little following, similar to to the Tacoma, right?
And it's interesting because, like, it's almost like that's kind of what's happening now, but it's becoming more niched. Like, a lot of people are going after the segment, but what I'm talking about is those, like, compact crossovers that are bigger than your average five-seater, but not quite as small as the others. It's weird. They decided they needed a more in-between model, right? So in every manufacturer now has a, like, a real tiny compact crossover, and they have a five-seater, and they have a five-seater with a little bit more trunk. But now all of a sudden, like the Trailblazer, it sits between – there's now 4 5-seater SUVs in the Chevrolet lineup, which is weird. But again, they all range obviously a little bit in size, but it's like every one is an extra 6 inches. Like, it's so strange that that's becoming a hot niche. But yeah, it's almost like small cars, but not too small. I imagine pickups would be the same way. Like, you know, if you're a guy who does construction, this was the biggest thing when I was doing construction, Nick. Remember when I used to wake up at 6?
Remember that. Good times.
Those early mornings. But you had guys, like, again, you don't necessarily have to be hauling around a lot of tools, but a lot of guys, you have dirty work clothes. You don't want to put them in your car. You put them in, like, an organizer in your trunk. A lot of guys would just prefer, you know what, I'd rather have, like, a tonneau cover on a truck like this, throw my boots in,
That's easy, but you know what's funny, right? That you're going there. It's actually very interesting that you are going that way, because a lot of times now, the full size pickup trucks, people are buying them instead of a car, right? They're not even using them for work. They want to be up a little higher. You know, everybody's knees are getting bad as they get older. Again, going back to this, and I'm looking at it, this is fresh. This is a very nice looking truck. I think it's going to appeal to a lot of people, Nick. I do.
Well, you know what's interesting, man. And I'll tell you this. So, like, I may even be the perfect demographic. So, you know, Chelsea and I, we had the intention to go longboarding over the weekend. Okay, so you put the longboards in the back of the trunk. First of all, like, obviously driving the demo, the terrain, it's so clean back there. You know, I don't put anything back there. I wasn't really ready to put my skateboard. It's got all a bunch of mud and dirt and shit on it, right? But you think about that. It's like, would I have preferred to throw it in the back of some kind of little compact pickup truck?
Yeah, probably. For sure.
Right? And the same thing, too, with my brother. Like, he's a project manager, so he's around job sites, but maybe he's going to bring lights home or a heater or just a set of tools that somebody left at the site. But he doesn't need a full-out pickup truck, so imagine this thing leases really well. It's easy to get around in. The fuel economy is great. I feel like this is a car for an everyday person.
I think every manufacturer is looking for that perfect vehicle for the consumer, right? You know, fuel economy, space, safety. You know, the list goes on. But the best part about having a pickup truck is that you'll always get new friends and you'll always be asked to move something, right? So, you know, hold on. Doesn't Nick have a pickup truck? Just, you know what? Call him fast. We'll go grab that chair and that table, right? And you become that guy.
Yeah.
You do. You can ask any pickup truck owner. They've gotten that call.
Imagine, too, the amount of times where I've helped, you know, one of my family members or a friend, all of a sudden somebody's needs to move around a bike or something, and you shove it. You know, I've done this to myself when I picked up a bike. I shoved it in the back of the SUV, and I'm like, "Yeah, it fits," but I'm getting grease everywhere.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit the same because of the ceiling. Yeah, right? You got a ceiling, right?
And it's like, okay, so you're greasing up. You know, you can't fit that in a Rubbermaid. So it's really interesting that I could see this as being super popular. And you know what? You know what's going to make a big comeback? And I don't know why it hasn't already, but drive-ins, man.
Drive-ins. You know, you're right. I think Keith Urban just did a show at a drive-in. And he said he did. You're Keith lying. Urban, yeah, big fan. And he did a show at a drive-in. He said it was perfect. Everything was set up.
We make a comeback.
Right, clean. Right.
Everybody's in but their own space.
I remember going everybody's to the drive-in happy, and I couldn't wait to get a foot-long hot dog. Now I'm going back. I'm going back a few years, but only place that has that now is the exhibition, really. And the exhibition is not happening this year. The C&E, so.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a drive-in obviously close to where I am, but it's interesting they're closed down. It's like you'd assume that that'd be the best way to watch a movie, just hang out in your own.
Well, you know what? It's unfortunate that the property's $1 million an acre. You'd be able to buy it and reopen and people would love it. I think you'd get the younger generation going. It just something just has to catch on. And they're a ton of fun. We love going to the drive-in when we used to go to the drive-in. And they're few and far between now, but remember those outings?
Well, there you go.
Lying on the dashboard of the car watching a movie. I can't do that now, but things have changed. I've gotten a little bigger, but I remember just a fast story here because we're on a podcast. Kelly and I, she was dying to go to a drive-in years and years ago, and we were out in Aurelia. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't feel like going to the drive-in. Oh, let's go to the drive-in. So, okay, let's go. So we got it all set up, backed it up. I had the van. We had everything set up. I had the back door open. It was all exciting, everything like that. She fell asleep halfway through the movie.
you get home.
I wind up watching the movie. I didn't stay for the second movie, but I wind up watching the movie, and I'm just like, wow, wow. And people ask me, "Are you still married?" I said, "I'm still married." So there you go.
There you go. Well, imagine that. It's a cool summer evening. Coronavirus is in full effect, and you want to go to the drive-in, and you don't necessarily want to sit in your car. What do? You whip around the Hyundai Santa Cruz, and you lay in the back.
Wow! You just painted a picture. If you would have had a sunset in there are we on a podcast here? You just took me right away. You just took me somewhere else, Nick. That was just crazy. I hear the water trickling in the background. Like, oh man, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, you hear the soft crunch of gravel. You hear children laughing. You hear the hinges squeaking in the playground. Right,
fresh cut grass.
Fresh cut grass.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The smell of butter in the air.
Butter in the air. Oh my god. Big question though. Do you butter your bacon? I'll leave that with you. Okay.
I don't butter my bacon. Here. I want to know if you're on team margarine.
I'm butter guy, but it does wreck fresh bread. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. You know what? I like, obviously, when you're talking popcorn, like pretty much all popcorn is margarine on it or butter. Like, I swear it's the Bécel.
Yeah, well, I think they've gone that way. I mean, I use Bécel for Kelly, but I do enjoy butter. That's just me.
Well, there's some things you can't. Yeah, there's some things you can't make. Like, I tried to make hollandaise sauce with margarine.
That'd be a no go. You need
butter. You need the cream and the salt, right? Yeah.
But I had a toasted tomato sandwich today with margarine on it. It was very good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's they definitely have their corners.
Yes.
That they both went in. But can you imagine you pop open the trunk of the Hyundai Santa Cruz and there's a 9-volt power adapter. It's you're out camping with the Hyundai Santa Cruz.
Yes.
You plug in the radio. You plug in the stove. Now you're I don't know, trunk side grilling breakfast or dinner.
Send me the lease program. I'm very interested. I'm very interested.
I feel like it could be a really fun car.
Well, if this comes out with a sunroof, they're gonna do some crazy numbers. I tell you that much. Yep, I tell you that much.
Yeah. Sunroof or the moonroof? That would be. You know what? I honestly think that these cars would definitely make a comeback, like these mini pickups, man. I feel like they could be a big wave, but we've covered a lot of ground
today. Nick, we covered a lot of ground today. It's always a ton of fun. I can't wait till we get the 20 listeners and episode 4. So I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. So hey, anybody who's listening, guys, we have, Nick, should I say it? Should I say we have a ton of free charger cables? If you have an iPhone or an Android, we are not sponsored by iPhone or Android, but we have charger cables we are more than happy to give away for free. They do have our cards in them, some information. We're always here to help get your trade-in appraised. We just totally forgot to plug our program. Literally, we gave more airtime to
Baysell. We do have a ton of fun, and we're not sponsored by Baysell or Hyundai.
Well, somebody in the house.
No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, we're not allowed to bring that up till there's.
That's right. That's right.
But sounds good. So, Nick, I don't know. You started it. You signed us off.
Well, listen, guys. Again, we're glad you took the time out to listen to us. I hope you had a lot of fun. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to email us anytime. We look forward to the next one, and we will have some guests. I know we keep saying that we will have some guests, but the guests that we want need 6 months' notice. So I'm really trying to push the envelope here and get these guys on sooner. So we thank you so much for listening again.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's visa expired, so we're in the hole. He's a great guy, but he's never on time. Right? Well, it's probably because they limited the Lincolns to 50 kilometers an hour. Maybe that's his
excuse. Never, ever. I don't think anybody's going to follow that trend, Nick. I don't think anybody's going to follow that trend.
I would one up it. If I was sitting at the head of a company, I'd say, you know what? Things are a little too boring. We're going to make our speed limit 181. I would 100% do that. Just to bring good fun to both brands.
I love the way you think. Awesome.
Alrighty. Well, hey, boys and girls. Thanks a lot. Check us out on the site. And
thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a safe, wonderful evening. Stay safe. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.